解决纠纷难道只能打官司？不用那么麻烦，上您传授三字诀 ADR 诉讼外纷争解决机制，像是邻居纷争、消费争议、劳资问题或甚至医疗纠纷，都可以利用 ADR 来解决，程序简单有效率，并且不用花大钱，方便、快速又和谐。遇到纠纷选择 ADR， 不必打官司，让你省时又省钱。
以上广告由司法院提供。
How do you feel? Do you feel the spirit of the Christmas?
I feel like an elf.
Everybody, it's me, Gongor.
It's me, Tyler.
Han, dude. Bros, bro.
Man,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Today, our laugh would be like this.
Bro, you laugh is like a ho ho and the like a witch, bro.
Merry Christmas. This is a true story. So when I was a kid, you know, sometimes this part gets really super dry and then it kind of like you would have to have some mini tiny
wounds. In Taiwan?
Yeah, in Taiwan.
Bullshit, bro. In Taiwan is not Taiwan is not dry.
But anyways, I happen to like this part, it's almost like it's being teared. Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's being torn, so it's like it's really, really, really painful. So
yeah.
During that time, whenever my friend make me laugh, I would be like this.
For them to open that.
Yeah, try not to open because the second I open it, but it gets teared up.
When I was a kid, I have the same problem but it's not for that. It's not for the weather. It's because I eat some pills for take off the acne.
Uh-huh.
And that make
the acid, right?
Yeah.
It will get really dry.
Yeah, fucking dry.
Yeah.
And that basically, I opened that. It was open like a... It was like a fuck, so fucking painful.
How did you laugh?
Huh?
How did you laugh?
No, I don't know. I think was the more serious period in my life. That moment. It was good.
Yeah.
Bro.
Holiday season.
Bro,
yeah?
Holidays. We are going to give you 8 more episodes.
Yay!
Yeah, everybody. Because you are a good guy, a good gear. So we are going to record. We are going to make our effort. This guy is not going to sleep any night for make 8 more episodes, everybody. And plus that, maybe.
We can't share the detail yet, but something really huge is about to happen. Yeah, and we're so excited.
Maybe that microphone is going to put a little more corner because maybe some... We are going to put more 2 microphones here, maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe
two
or 3 or maybe 1 microphone. I don't know. But it's going to surprise. Thanks. I don't know. Thanks, everybody. I think it's the best period for say thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks,
we
everybody.
We really appreciate it. Like, it's... Look how far we've come and where we are going. And we have this crazy, crazy, crazy collaboration that we also really can't share. But
I don't know if we can or we can't, but I don't know. But yeah, I think like a Christmas gift, we have a really big and beautiful Christmas gift. And for you, of course, 8 more episodes with more people is going to be a special, maybe, I hope.
That's your gift from Santa Kongor and Santa Tyler.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What do you know about the Christmas?
What do you know about Christmas? What do I know about Christmas?
What do you know about Christmas?
Santa, red, holiday, days off, and a feast. Like a lot of dinner.
Because basically, it's not like it's Santa. No, it's Jesus.
Ah.
25 is the born of Jesus. It's the Jesus birthday.
The birthday of... Yeah. That is also kind
of
like how is that possible? Like we call that Virgin Mary. How is that possible?
What do you mean?
To
have one baby without sex?
Yeah.
It's Jesus, bro.
Okay.
So you know in Peru when some girl they is pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And you know that guy? Uh-huh. So it's the son of Jesus.
It's Jesus.
You know that.
I know it's an American thing, like North American, American, like...
United States people thing.
Probably, I'm not so sure about Canada, but when I was in the States, we have We have holidays start from Thanksgiving all the way to Christmas. Thanksgiving is one thing that is a bit controversial because it's like the beginning of the Christmas, but sometimes, you know, like the European people, they came to America as the continent, right? And then they kill a lot of native, a lot of indigenous people. So Thanksgiving is like they got together, sit at the table and appreciate the food, appreciate the houses while... It kind of like you normalize and you like kind of make it not a big deal of you took people's land. Yeah. So nowadays, like even for, let's say, Thanksgiving or Christmas, some people in the States, they're not religious. So Christmas being a national holiday is like, why? Like Matsu's birthday, a Jade Emperor's birthday, we did not have a day off. Why do we get to have a day off? It's not my religion. So people tend to have a more broad, more inclusive way to say, hey, Merry Christmas or Happy Thanksgiving or maybe even Happy New Year. You can just say Happy Holiday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Happy Holiday, you include everyone. And it's just like even for Chinese New Year, it's also controversial because Koreans, Japanese, Vietnamese, Singaporeans, they also have the lunar calendar holidays. Uh-huh. So they're upset. Like, why is it Chinese New Year? I'm not Chinese. I also have that New Year. So the more broad way you can just say Happy Holiday. When I was a kid, I believed in Santa until 9 or 10.
In Taiwan, you believe in Santa?
I believed in because we didn't celebrate Christmas as crazy as you guys do. But
yes,
my mom, she would prepare gifts for me. And then I think it was like Christmas Eve. I went to bed a bit late. So I wanted to really check out Santa. And I saw my mom place the gift. And I'm like, okay. But then I think I continued to pretend that I believe in Santa's for 2 years or 3 years more, just so I can give gifts.
Oh, my gift was kind of similar, but different, like around 12 years old, 11, 12 years old. My father was clear. It was clear. My father have a physical characters that is clear. Is my father. It's clear. My father. So my father put the whole things and in Peru, different to the United States.
Yes.
Santa, we need to stay wake up until the midnight.
Until Santa comes.
Yeah, because Santa is coming and Santa is going to give you your
gift. Will get to see Santa in person.
Yeah.
Oh.
We saw Santa every kid.
Like, here's your gift.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's fucking amazing because
that is so cute.
Because everybody like at midnight, everybody say, okay, everybody, Santa is coming, everybody. You need to stay here. And we start to listen like a bells, like a ring, ring. And then, of course, they put music, no? And then you listen outside. And they're coming really from outside. So basically, in the midnight, you can see a lot of Santa in the street trying to go inside to say, ho, ho, ho. So outside, you can start to listen, ho, 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 Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas in Spanish. Ho, 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 Feliz Navidad. And then Santa is coming for your door. Basically, you open the door for Santa. He's not coming to the roof. No, you open the door for Santa.
You walk right in.
Yeah, Santa going to, ho, ho, ho. Today I'm going to bring a lot of for the good gears. Okay, and put the whole bag in the and then take off one big list. Open the list and say, okay, let me check. Congor is here. Okay, Congor, today you was a really good kid. You helped your mother, you helped your father. So do you write me one letter? Because in Peru you need to write a letter for Jesus and for Santa in the beginning of December.
You write a letter?
A letter.
And writing that what you want?
Yes.
Oh, it's kind of like a wish list.
Actually, Actually, in the last year, I told to my wife, to the 1st of December, she need to write a letter, and I write a letter. So we write a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the point is, okay, they put that, not like a, oh, okay, you're a good guy. You're good, blah, blah. So they give you a gift. And for the mother, of course, because it's mother, they say, oh, no, you are a bad girl. So they give... Like, how to say? Mutang.
Charcoal.
Charcoal. They give charcoal for the mother.
Oh.
Because you was a really bad mother. You taught your song and you're screaming to your song. Charcoal for you.
Until what year you stop believing in that?
I must keep believing in that. That's the reason I believe in that period. But I don't believe in Santa. I believe in Jesus.
Ah, okay.
And I told you another thing. would you rather believe in Santa or in Jesus? Knowing that Santa gives you 25, the gift, but Jesus gives you the 6th of January.
6th of January? What do you
mean? 6th of January. Mm-hmm. Because in the story is, in the moment Jesus born, mm-hmm. 3 magic kings come to Jesus and give 3, like a golden, mirror, and another piece. So in that moment was the 6th of January. Mm-hmm. So in the 6th of January is the day when the kids need to when the father need to give a gift for the kids.
I would rather believe in Jesus.
Jesus.
I am not a Jesus believer.
You're going to wait until January.
Yeah, more gifts. Why not?
Okay. Let's say if you're not married, you have let's imagine you are in Peru, right? And usually Christmas, you have family dinner, right?
But
you
it's huge, that family dinner.
Yeah, it's huge. But let's say your girlfriend, she is, let's say, studying like in a foreign country, but she feels super, super, super shy. She doesn't want to have a family dinner with a lot of family because you're just like getting to know each other. But she wants to spend like a lovely, romantic Christmas night with you. Which way would you go?
My family.
Your family.
100%.
Then how would you say no to the girl?
It's my family.
Would you? It's like, you guys just are casually dating, like very beginning of the
bro,
of the stage.
I can tell you,
would you bring her home?
If it's my wife. No, if it's not my wife, if she told me, no, I don't want to go to the family dinner. Shut up. Come here. Sit down. Uh-huh. And it's because she needs to feel the spirit. So it's just, shut up. Come here. Sit down and eat. Or come here and go to help to my mother. And I'm going to help to my father to prepare the whole things.
So you're sure?
You're sure.
She will enjoy it.
You can't be pass this kind of celebration in Peru. It's impossible.
I see.
It's like you offend to the whole ancestor. Yeah. You offend your whole ancestor and you don't have honor.
Interesting.
We're talking about the Jesus. For finish the point of the Jesus.
Yes.
One of the really interesting things that I asked myself mm-hmm. when I was a kid, because you know the Christmas?
Yes.
It's really like a England and American style. It's snowing, period.
Yeah.
It's in winter.
Yeah.
But in Peru, we ask ourselves, like when we was kids, we know like the celebration of Christmas needs to be the celebration of the birthday of Jesus, the born of Jesus.
Yeah.
That the moment in Jesus come to the world to save our life, to serve our spirit. But in Jerusalem, it's not snowing.
At the birthplace of Jesus.
Yeah.
Jerusalem.
It's not snowing.
It's never snowed, right?
It's dry.
Yeah.
It's dry. It's a desert.
Yeah, it's really dry.
It's not snowing. Yeah. And why we buy a lot of things?
It never
like
snows.
Never.
Odd.
You see that Christmas is too Americans.
Yeah.
It's too England.
Yeah.
It's too this kind of.
And the Santa is too white.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Jesus can be black, Jesus can be brown, Jesus can be white.
Yeah.
But Santa is always white.
Santa is always white. Why?
It's because he's too
American. And he's too old to be working for that long hours.
Yeah.
He's too old. He should be retired and having fun with his grandchildren.
But Santa always is white.
All the Santas I've seen were all Caucasian.
Yeah. Fuck, you opened my world, bro. You opened my eyes.
Santa, you're too white.
Santa, yours real. Because you say in the previous conversation, you say about that Jesus is white. But actually, Jesus is not white.
Jesus, yeah.
Jesus is from, it's like Arabic.
According to the, yeah, the whole religion and the whole history.
It's Arabic.
Yeah.
It's like have the face a little born, brown.
Yeah. He should be brown.
Yeah.
Light brown at least. Funny. Light brown tops. But he wouldn't.
Cappuccino. Cappuccino.
But he wouldn't necessarily be Caucasian.
Totally. Yeah. You know, our Christmas is like
You invite llama into your house.
That's racist. That's racist. But kind of true. But racist. We pass our Christmas like you pass like your Zhongqie Kuailo. We make a
Moon Festival?
Yeah,
Dragon Ball Festival.
Because we make a one like a not barbecue, but we put like a fire outside. Uh-huh. And we stayed the whole night in the fire talking about history.
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah, like
a little bonfire?
Yeah, it's like a making a camping. And then we put in the, maybe not exactly if your house is big inside of the house. If not, it's maybe you have a really big garden. In the garden, we put a big table mm-hmm. and we have a classic things. the owner of the house
yes.
need to put a turkey.
Turkey?
Turkey. Uh-huh. We just eat turkey.
I see. Turkey. Like a roast, kind of roast chicken turkey. Kind of thing.
You can't eat pork and you can't eat a neuro.
I see. You can't eat beef.
Okay. No.
Just turkey.
Just turkey.
Ah.
And then what about if somebody invite you to that Christmas, you need to bring salad.
Salad.
One kind of salad. Uh-huh. Because our Christmas tradition is the turkey with seven salads.
Uh-huh.
So we put every family bring one salad. Potato salad, Russian salad, different salad.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a big turkey. Maybe sometimes it's two turkeys. And you have a big salad. And plus that, this is just for the dinner. And what happened the rest of the night? You drink hot chocolate mm-hmm. with panettone.
Ooh.
Panettone is because we have an influence from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a special pan, a special bird from Italy. So we eat that. We eat combined. But what happened? The problem is that period is summer. So it's the worst moment for your body. Because most of the people, they try to make a diet.
yeah,
because that is the worst moment because we eat a lot. And after that is New Year.
Uh-huh.
And the same. We eat a lot. And after that is summer. The January and February is our summer.
Uh-huh.
So we go to the beach, but we go really big. Yeah, so it's impossible to be sexy in Peru.
You don't get to have the summer body after, you know, all the feasts.
Yeah,
all the family gatherings, it's impossible all the parties.
Because the panettone... It's like a the lunar cake.
Mm-hmm.
In Peru, they give you for free. Like you buy
those things are really high in calories.
Bro,
it's super fucking high. Oh, okay.
It's they give you for free. Like you go to the chayo chan and you chama, and then they give you this is your recipe and your panettone. And I was like, fuck. My mother battled with that because my mother loved the panettone. And my mother, since the first day, she ate panettone every fucking day.
At the end of the holiday season, she would have 15 pounds more.
Yeah. Okay, bro. So talking about the Christmas dinner. Yeah, but I know in Taiwan, don't have exactly Christmas dinner. But do you think, what is the topic that you can't talk in the Christmas dinner?
As I understand, when a Christmas family dinner would be not just immediate family member, right? It would also have like distant relatives.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't happen on Christmas, but I was in a very, very awkward dinner. And I remember that topic was one of the aunties got in divorce. And in the middle of it, and then we're having a lawsuit, right? And because she and her ex-husband, they have two kids together. And ironically, they both did not want to fight for the custody. I don't know what happened and why the relationship with the dynamic in the Matt family, but they both don't really want kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or like there's one girl, one boy. So there was like some traditional controversial, like a very conservative thinking of like fighting for the boy, but nobody wants the girl. It's a terrible thing, right? But it's happening and it's like at family dinner table. And people obviously wanted to know, how's it going?
Yeah,
you know, like
bro,
the situation you're fighting with your ex-husband. Everybody wants to know, but nobody's there to ask.
They want to ask.
Nobody dares to ask.
Bro, this Christmas dinner in this year
mm-hmm.
is going to be the worst in my family.
Okay,
because basically something happened the same. I love this kind of uncle, this kind of auntie, and my cousin was one of my favorite cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I really love this cousin. We have a really huge relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So even we study in the same school.
Yeah.
We're in different age, but we study in the same school, I think most of the part of our life. And we go together to the school. So it's one of my really close cousins.
Mm-hmm.
But just I listened 1 week ago that my auntie get divorced with my uncle. And I was like, no! And I listened that my auntie have a new boyfriend. And I was like, no! One thing is, I don't want somebody ask me.
Uh-huh.
If you put in that position, of course, you don't want to somebody. You don't want anyone ask you about touch hard things.
Yes.
But if you are in another position, of course you want to know. Like,
where's the drama? I'm nosy. I want to know.
Bro, I'm 5 years without home. in that environment of the house environment. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You missed out a lot of juice.
Bro, I just listened. Ah, you know what? They get a divorce. And I went, what the fuck? How? When? And they say, in the beginning of this year. I said, what the fuck? What
it's towards the end of this year and you're just realizing now. Yeah, you're just hearing it first time.
Told me nothing.
Wow. Okay. Oh, I have another one. It's also a family member, like a gathering. So another one of my aunties and her husband, they're still together with a, you know, with a family. And I witnessed with my cousin that the dad is secretly cheating. But the auntie, we think she probably knows and pretends that she doesn't know, or she genuinely still has no idea. But we, like, you know, the inner struggle, like, oh, we witnessed that thing. Because I remember it was in Tainan, so I was on a motorcycle and I was like, huh? Isn't that uncle?
It doesn't uncle? But this is not my idea.
And then they were like walking past the crosswalk and I was like, they're holding hands. And not like, not like this, like this. So I was like, but that's not auntie. What's happening? And then I felt really awkward, but I wanted to ask my cousin, like, do you know what about this? Like, anything weird with your dad?
Okay, and, let me ask you, because my wife asked me this. If you are a witness, your uncle is cheating another person, would you rather to tell your auntie?
I didn't tell her. I couldn't. I had the impulse, but because, you know, like, my auntie's my family. The guy is just the husband. It's just her husband. So to me, obviously, I feel stronger connection with my auntie. But if I say it, this bubble pops. There's no way coming back from that.
I can tell you one of smart things. Mm-hmm. Because we understand the point that we want to say.
Yeah.
But you need to be smart. Uh-huh. And I told you that a smart solution that I found is talk to your uncle. Mm-hmm. Because the things that you have here is you want to say that. Uh-huh. Talk directly to your uncle, I saw it. What's going on? And your uncle is saying to you, yeah, shut up. And you shut up. But you already say that. So basically your impulse to say something is gone.
No, but let's say.
No, but it's no. Listen. Listen, it's no.
Let's say you're the uncle. I say, hey, I saw it. What's up? And then you say, shut up. Then I have to listen to you.
Listen, not exactly shut up. It's like a...
Okay. It becomes our secret. I don't want that. I don't want... It's our secret. Why am I in... I somehow got into the middle of it.
Be emotionally stronger and make a difference.
I don't want to stay between you guys. Just...
Yeah, you don't want to be the third person, but you need to be a strong, emotional, mature to understand that some emotional need to be separate. One emotional is that you want to say. You want to say what you say.
I understand.
You want to say... It's the same emotion, it's the same logic that when I'm broken in my heart, in my emotion, I'm emotionally broken, I want to tell somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same. You have that emotion that I want to say that I saw this. So you say to the uncle, and you, that's emotional, finish.
Okay.
The point about the three person is the same, but now you have a support of your uncle, because if you don't talk to your uncle, you will still be the third person in that, in the secret.
Okay.
And it's the same. You tell me, no, but it's my uncle and me a secret. But if you don't tell to anyone, it's still be your uncle and your secret. Right?
Yeah.
You see?
Okay.
Emotional intelligent damage.
But I am really sure as you are describing and as you are explaining, I am even more sure that if I am dating someone, a lovely girl, right? Mm-hmm. I introduce you to know each other. And then if you witness her hanging out with other men, bro, you gotta let me know. Okay, I am giving you the right to... If she's cheating, I gotta know, bro.
Okay,
you need to have my back, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Vice versa.
it's going to be your Christmas gift. If you have the possibility to write three Christmas gifts. It's not nothing to be material. It can be whatever you want.
Okay.
What can be?
It's just keep my wish, right?
Yeah, it's your wish.
It's my wish, okay.
Tell me exactly what you are going to write.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus, I am Tyler.
I want a small fund, a appropriate amount of money, so then I can really focus on building my acting portfolio and as well as my podcast. So then I am
I wouldn't say struggling, but I have a side hustle where I need to have my main income to support this thing that I want to do. So if I could ask Jesus for one wish, I want just not, doesn't have to be a lot of money, but the appropriate money for me to start, for me to really, you know, go 100% and focus on this, not having to worry about putting bread on the table. Mm-hmm. So
this one.
Yeah, this is the first one. And the second one is I want my mom to be able to find someone who she can spend the rest of her life with, like someone, a lifelong partner. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. That's cute.
And the third one. Well, for birthday wishes, the third one you can't really say, but here it doesn't matter, right? You can say
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's okay. For Jesus. So you, no.
The third one. The third wish is, can I ask for three more? If he grants me, then I have unlimited wishes. Okay, serious. With all seriousness, I think the third one would be, can I please get into a cast where I get to be the leading role with a feature-length movie?
You need to really think in really well in what is your wish, because I see three problems in your wish. First, what happened if your foundation finished? Mm-hmm. You didn't ask for an unlimited foundation money.
Foundation, okay.
In your first wish, mm-hmm. You have a limit.
I have a limit.
Yeah, you didn't answer. You didn't say that. You didn't say unlimited money.
I don't need unlimited. I just need.
What happened if finish that?
I believe in myself. I just need enough to get me started.
Okay.
I believe.
Second
in myself.
Wish. What happened if your mom mm-hmm. don't want to pass the rest of the life with someone?
She wants. She's actively looking for someone. She's actively looking for someone.
And the final one is, your third wish was what?
I want to be able to.
Oh
act
yeah.
The main role.
What happened if the Marvel is a porn movie?
Okay, I will add another condition. I don't want to be in. I don't want to star in a porn movie, but that's really rare. So
you see, you need to be a little more specific.
Yeah, you need to be very specific.
Jesus is really detailed. Lee Jesus saw the detail.
Okay,
That's all for today.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and I'm waiting.
Yeah,
one day before of this, I'm waiting. I'm married. Yeah,
this guy's married. This guy's married.
So everybody, it's me, Concord.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Ball. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
A happy New Year.